The Woodman in the Morning on K104. It's a new
day. So 2 days ago, we were talking about the time change.
Yes, we were.
And how it's the same debate twice a year. Mm. Why are we still doing this? Now it turns out that might have been the last time we debate it.
And it stays just like this, right?
Yeah, the Senate passed a bill yesterday to make daylight savings time permanent.
Mm. What?
Now the House has to approve it before the president can sign it into law.
But then doesn't it also have to go to like some other entity to agree?
No.
Oh, it doesn't?
No. It's called the Sunshine Protection Act, and Marco Rubio has been pushing for it for years. Passed by unanimous consent, meaning it didn't actually go up for a vote, but no one objected to it.
No one objected, yeah.
And it was surprising because no one expected it to pass.
That was kind of out of the blue, and we've been talking about this for years, and I guess the only good argument I've heard to not do this was yesterday when you said that back in the 70s when they did this, they tested it out for like 18 months under Nixon. The argument back then was that parents had concerns about their kids getting on the school bus in the dark, which I understand that.
Yeah. Now, here's the big news.
I ask unanimous consent that the Rubio substitute amendment at the desk be considered and agreed to.
Is there objection? Without objection, so ordered.
Thank you, Madam President. And as the day goes on, I look forward to others will be coming to the floor here in a moment. You'll see it's an eclectic collection of members of the United States Senate in favor of what we've just done here in the Senate, and that's to pass a bill to make a daylight savings time permanent.
There you go.
The only thing the Senate has ever agreed on in the last two decades.
Ain't that right? So the downside to doing it this way, it means darker, colder mornings in the winter. But we'll get more daylight in the evening. So
I'll tell you, last night, perfect. I had my kid
6:45.
Out. Yeah, nice riding the bike around the neighborhood at 6:45, 6:30.
You get more really of a day. Nice.
Then went back up for dinner after that.
So there you go. Thank God, I like it.
Yeah, we'll see if it actually happens.
Oh, I think it will. I definitely think it will.
I hope so.
I mean, there's no guarantee that it will pass the House or President Biden signing it, but. And by the way, it wouldn't take effect until next year. So we'll be winding the clocks back
one more
hour
time.
this fall, no matter what.
Yeah.
But then a year from now?
That'll be the last time we.
Yeah.
Perfect. Last time will be a year from now and we change it back if this passes, which it'll be interesting. I mean, listen, I personally like the sunlight on the back end of the day.
Mm-hmm. I like it too.
The Woodman in the Morning on K104. It's a new day.